The East is a superior movie partly because it's somewhat original, but mostly because it takes its subject and its characters seriously and skirts what would seem to be almost inevitable clichés. There's nothing particularly new about Britt Marling, who also co-wrote the screenplay with director Zal Batmanghli, taking a job as an infiltrator of a subversive group that is sabotaging the efforts of a big corporation. But the treatment of the group is unusually and very effectively objective and serious. You might, as the East goes along, begin to suspect this is going to be another hymn to juvenile idealism, but the apparent tree-hugger's custom of eating roadkill, and none too fresh roadkill, so that, as Ellen Page puts it, it will not lose dignity by going to waste, will somewhat alleviate your enthusiasm for them. And I do not interpret the spin-the-bottle game the way the Eagle reviewer did. As one of the characters puts it, who else would love these unsavory characters? But as the East continued, I began to wonder not who was guilty, but is anybody innocent? All I'll add on that is, yes, I think some are morally innocent, although nobody is free from error. Check Ellen Page's three-sentence history of the revolutionary group, for instance. And it's surprising how unprepared these woodsy revolutionaries are for the real risk they're running. But the characters are honestly portrayed, and there is no cheating at the end. The East is not comic book stuff. It's worth your time and money. Jim Erickson, over and out.